Hey, you. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you. Are you looking for the best way to promote your podcast? It's easy. Just advertise your podcast to your ideal target audience. That's right, listeners of similar podcasts. Podbean has the best and most cost-effective options for you. Just go to the website sponsorship.podbean.com/STR. That's right, your friends here at Scout Team Radio are hooking you up. Go to sponsorship.podbean.com/STR and you will get the best deals to get your podcast rolling. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy Scout Team Radio.
Yeah.
You want to like them, but you can't.
Are you listening?
What?
Are you listening?
Did you bring me on this show to insult me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all don't want it with us, man. You straight gangsters over here.
Straight gangsters. Yeah. Good morning and welcome back. You are listening to Scout Team Radio. We bring it to you hot and live like we do each and every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. I am one of your gracious hosts. They call me Loudbeard.
You are the most egotistical, self-deluded person I have ever met.
Yep. All of that's true. I hear it all the time. And the man on the other microphone, he is a great patriot. He once wore an American flag as a cape. True story.
America.
Yeah, it's your boy Chris America coming to you live this Wednesday, April the 24th, 2019. And Loudbeard, it was another exciting night in the NBA last night.
It was an exciting night. The gentleman sweep was a gentleman sweeping it up a little bit there in the NBA, there, wasn't it?
The gentleman sweep was 3-0.
I know. Oh, it's kind of crazy.
But I think you kind of wanted it because you said you were ready for round two.
I am ready for round two. It's like the formality of like, let's just get these out of the way. And, you know, the biggest upset of all of that is our Orlando Tragic finally packing their bags. That hurts. I don't know if I can go on, Chris America.
Yeah, but it was a wonderful season. We can't get down about this, Loudbeard. You and I did not expect a playoff run, a five-game playoff run at that, going into the season, and especially going into January.
Yeah, no, I was already starting to think about, oh, I wonder what lottery pick we can get. If we start losing even worse.
Let's start tanking more.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see what draft pick we get.
I do think there was a time where we were calling for a tank.
Yeah, there was definitely that time. The Orlando Magic, or the Tragic, however you want to describe them, last night, they lose 115-96. This was not close at all at any point during this game. It was almost like they gave up before the game even started. It was kind of disappointing how they went out.
Yeah, but we kind of called it, didn't we? There was going to be a lot of energy in the building at Toronto. They were going to come out hot. They were just too good, man. We caught them off guard game one. We almost got them game three. But the rest of the time, you could tell, they were the 2 seed, we were the 7 seed.
Yeah, and that's how it ended. So Kawhi, another big game. We never had an answer for him throughout this entire series. He was just too good. Aaron Gordon tried to give him a run for the money on the defensive side, but Kawhi is just... he's on another level as far as playing goes. And yeah, Magic had nothing to say for him. So now Raptors get to move through. And they will have to face a tougher opponent in the second round, won't they, Chris America?
Yeah, so they're playing Boston, right? No, Milwaukee's got Boston. They have the 76ers. Toronto,
they have the 76ers.
Who finished off their sweep in easy fashion as well.
Yeah, you said it was an exciting night in the NBA. It was actually quite the blowout night. There was one nightcap that was exciting, which unfortunately I was already sleeping because I'm an old man and I do an early morning radio show. But the 76ers. I caught a little bit of this game. I watched the Magic. Then about halfway through the fourth quarter, I'm like, I can't watch anymore. It's put a fork in me. I'm done. The Magic are done. So I switch over to the 76ers. I got to watch this drubbing as Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Buckets, and company, they showed no mercy and buried the Nets. It was also one of these games where from the tip, it was dominating by the better team, and the 76ers just had too much power, and they ended up winning this 122-100, but there was never a point in this game where you thought the Nets even had a chance.
No, never. And it was kind of sad to see because this was the one time, this was the one series that I said, hey, this is a fun series to watch. Come check it out. And 76ers were just like, you know what? We're done with this. We're not toying with these guys anymore. Let's finish this off. And they did.
They could have at least had a good fight or something just to make this a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we like this game, or this series, because there was a little fighting and there was some chippiness and all that good stuff. And yeah, I mean, when you're losing by 30 points throughout most of the game, it's like, I guess I'm not going to even fight this one. Just, we're done. So Nets, yep, done. A lot of good young talent on the Nets, and
yeah,
they were fun to watch. They're kind of like the Magic, where you see potential, but just not quite there yet, and they just don't have those big mega superstars like the Toronto Raptors have, like the 76ers have. They just, there's no competition there. There's no competing.
Yes, and then in the late night, or probably it was early morning, there was this.
Crowd rising to the feet. George will defend Lillard. Spread floor. Lillard with 47 tonight. Working it down to 2-1. A deep three.
Oh! What?
Blazers win the series. A walk-off three from Lillard.
Wow, that's the call from Portland Trailblazers radio. What a finish, Loudbeard.
Yeah, Damian Lillard, he did it, man. This guy, he became a basketball god last night. What he did is he fought off Paul George, who had a great night. He fought off Russell Westbrook, who had a great night. Lillard scores 50 points, and he has that 37-point three-pointer, and basically just ice in his veins, finishes it off, and carries this Portland Trailblazers team on his back. Now, they had got swept last season and the season before. Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, these guys said, absolutely not happening. We are not losing this series. And Lillard, he smelt blood in the water, and he took a terrible shot that should never have been taken 37 feet away and made it look like the most beautiful three-pointer ever in playoff history.
Yeah, this game was really late, so I did not watch it. I was sleeping. I have a morning radio show to do and a job after that. But when I saw it first, like I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see, oh, Damian Lillard hits a half-court shot. I was thinking it was one of those typical, he catches the ball with like 2 seconds, runs up the court to half-court, and then just chucks it up there. No, he just was in ISO from the half-court, and he had plenty of time to drive the lane and create a better shot. He just decided that this is where I'm going to take my shot from this far out. And he made it. I mean, it paid off.
Yeah, it did. If he doesn't hit that shot, he's getting criticized. Well, I mean, they do go into overtime, and
overtime,
it may not matter at that point.
And if they win, then everybody's like, that was a terrible shot selection, but they still won. And if they lose, then they're like, what was he thinking?
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy situation. I don't know, man. I personally love Damian Lillard. I think this guy is a superstar that doesn't get the attention he deserves because he's out in Portland. Portland's not a huge basketball town. But I think if he can make a good run in the playoffs, he will be in that spotlight. It hurts when you get knocked out of the first round of the playoffs 2 seasons in a row. Yeah, I mean, in those seasons, everybody's like, oh, Damian Lillard's good. But look, he can't take his team to that next level. Last night he said, you know what, this is it. This is it. This is my moment to show the world that I need to be one of these top guys, that I'm going to be the best player on my team, the best player in this building, the best player in the West in that moment, and he did it, and he did it the right way, and it's such a great ending to the story of this first round of playoffs for the Trailblazers. You know, I feel bad for him because they had their big man go down late in the season. I kind of thought that that would affect them. Going into this series, I gave Oklahoma City a really great chance to win this series, but Portland didn't even give them any breathing room. It's not that Oklahoma City played bad, it's just Portland played that good. And Portland's going to get the winner of this San Antonio-Denver series, and either of those team, whichever team wins, Portland's going to give them everything they've got. So I'm looking forward to this next round and to see, continue to see what Damian Lillard's going to be able to bring to the court, because the guy is just fun to watch.
So do we decide that they don't reseed then?
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking it up on a reputable sports application, and it told me that the winner, the Portland Trailblazers get the winner of the next series. So
wow. That kind of sucks for the Warriors, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Don't you think the Warriors deserve to get the lowest seed available?
Eh. No. Warriors don't deserve crap, man. They've already got enough. I don't know what you're trying to get. You think Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, they deserve to get the easiest road to the playoffs. Now, think of it. Next series, if it ends up being the Rockets and Warriors, we're glued to the television for the second round of the playoffs. And whoever wins that series and they got to go up against, let's say, the Trailblazers, and it's a Damian Lillard versus James Harden or a Damian Lillard versus Steph Curry. I mean, we're talking about series after series of just must-watch basketball. So I'm looking forward to it no matter what. I don't care what's fair and what's not. If you're good enough, you've got to beat the best teams anyway to make it to the championship and to win the championship. So however the seeding goes, I'm just ready to watch some great basketball. First round of the playoffs have, to me, it's just been disappointing. I'm not going to say otherwise because it has been. And everything's been chalk. And now the Denver Nuggets, who we haven't even mentioned their game yet, I'm sure we'll be getting into that next. The Denver Nuggets have now taken a series lead, and it looks like they could possibly finish off the Spurs here shortly. And then we're looking at all of the seeding that should have won, which to me is boring.
Yeah, that is boring, especially when they end in five games. You'd at least want a six-game series somewhere, right?
I would think so. I mean, there's got to be some. I mean, that's what we're getting out of the Spurs game here, a six-game series. So that's the only one, though. Everything else, 4-1, 4-1, 4-1. I mean, we're gentlemen sweeping like crazy around here.
Yeah, and then you got that 4-0 sweep over in the Boston Celtics and Indiana Pacers. Yeah. So hopefully round two's a lot better. It should be.
Yeah, it should be. Now, I mentioned that Denver game. Now, another blowout. Chris America, four games last night. You would think that there would be some magic out there. Pardon the pun. But you would think there would be some magic in the air and that there'd be some really tough matchups. The only magic was with the Damian Lillard shot, and that game was electric. These other games, just kind of boring. But the Spurs, they kind of dropped the ball a little bit. 108-90 as the Nuggets handily win this game. And afterwards, Coach Mike Malone of the Denver Nuggets, he talks about his two superstars, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. He says, their chemistry is almost romantic. Now that's beautiful, isn't it, Chris America?
Yes, and you know, we like to get a little romantic on here. We like to get a little on our soft side, our sensitive side, and I agree. Part of me is rooting for the Nuggets to continue on. Same reason why part of me was, even though I love Billy Donovan, I was kind of rooting for the Portland Trailblazers to move on because the NBA, we've said it before, it needs more names. It needs more names, and the best way for the NBA to get more names is to have it during the playoffs. That's where you really make a name for yourself. That's where America truly learns about you. Basketball fans know all about Damian Lillard, but casual American fans, they don't know who he is. They know Russell Westbrook. They know James Harden. They know LeBron James. They know Kevin Durant. They know Steph Curry, because that's all you hear about during the regular season is those guys and what they're doing and what they're tweeting and subtweeting and creating different Twitter accounts and burner accounts and this and that. And you never hear about Damian Lillard while he's doing his thing over there in Portland and rising up as to being one of the best players in the NBA. Now he's on display. They like Americans are now knowing who Damian Lillard is, and I think it's great for the NBA.
Oh, it is great for the NBA, and you've talked about this in the past. What really drives numbers, viewers, is the casual fan. The diehard fan's going to watch no matter what. That's that small number, right? Like, if you're a diehard Trailblazers fan or just a diehard NBA fan, you're going to watch these games no matter what. It's the casual fan that really drives the numbers. That's why the Super Bowl gets so many views, because the casual fan gets involved. And what really drives that casual fan is the superstar, the storylines, the different ways of bringing in the casual fan are based off of this superstar. So as Damian Lillard's star continues to grow, and again, in NBA circles, this guy's already on legendary status. He's up there with the likes of a Kyrie Irving and a Steph Curry and a Russell Westbrook. He's in that conversation. But for the casual fan, they're like, oh, who's this guy? Who's this new kid on the block? And as he continues to move forward in the playoffs, he is going, his star is just going to continue to rise. And we're going to hopefully see him go against one of these other big-time name guards like a James Harden or a Steph Curry. And we're going to have this billing. And the NBA does a great job of creating that storyline, of creating that hype. And Damian Lillard will be in the center of that. And the casual fan will know who this guy is by the end of this NBA playoffs.
Yeah, and I think the Thunder were a great team for him to go against, because people came in to see Russell Westbrook, and now they left with a new appreciation and love for Damian Lillard. And I think more people are going to be tuning in to these Portland Trailblazer games as the playoffs go on. And I think it would be kind of fun to see them make a deep playoff run.
Oh, big time, man. I would love to see it. I mean, I hate to discredit the Nuggets or the Spurs, but whatever team that the Trailblazers face next out of those two teams, I'm putting my money on the Trailblazers. I just really am. The Blazers are looking good. I love Lillard, and I love what he brings to the court, and I don't think either of those teams can step to them. So as long as he brings his A game, that 50-point, that magical three-pointer performance, if he brings that into the next round, I don't think the Spurs or the Nuggets have a chance to defeat this guy. And if the Blazers win that series and move on to the next, I mean, this is going to be that magical run that we really would love to see.
All right, Loudbeard, I got a question for you that we can go over here real fast.
Okay, go for it. I'm ready. Okay. Put on my question hat. Okay,
so,
now I'm ready.
So seven teams have been eliminated from the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Out of those seven, who do you think has the brightest future? Which team do you think is going to be able to take that next step last year? Like, the Milwaukee Bucks were eliminated last year. They were one of the teams eliminated from the first round. And then they took their next step the following season, and now they're the best team in the East and probably will have a good run to the Eastern Conference, though. The second round matchup will be tough for them. So who's going to be that? Maybe not the Milwaukee Bucks, where they're going to turn around and become the best team in the East, but they're going to take that next step this offseason.
I'm going to say the Jazz. I think the Jazz have the young talent that's developing.
Hold on, aren't eliminated yet, are they?
Oh, well, I'm
so
counting
I did
out.
Say seven. I meant six. Okay, you can count the Jazz. So you think the Jazz have the brightest future?
Yeah, they play tonight and will be eliminated. Well, I guess they may not be eliminated, because coming back from a 3-1 deficit, it happens. It happens in sports. You know, we call it the Golden State rule.
The Warrior effect.
The Warrior effect, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay, so the teams that we think will be losing here in the first round,
right.
Excluding, we won't include the Spurs and the Nuggets just because that series is close. Mm-hmm. But out of the other ones, because I look at the East, this is a great question, because I look at the East and none of these teams put up a fight. And I like the Magic because they're local, but I don't see that they have the future potential, especially when two of their biggest stars, Terrence Ross and Vooch, are both up for contracts this offseason, so we don't know what the future is going to be like for the Orlando Magic. So they could be a one and done in the playoffs. It's easily possible. Pistons, they didn't show up. Blake Griffin often hurt. Andre Drummond's good, but he's more of a rebounder, double-double guy. He's not a super superstar. So I don't see the Pistons there. The Nets, out of all the teams in the East, I would say the Nets have the biggest potential on the Eastern side. And that's because their young players are continuing to develop. D'Angelo Russell's still really young. He's 24 years old, and he looks like he could be that point guard of the future. And there's just a lot of other little pieces, like a guy like Caris LeVert, who to me became a better-known star here or a better-known player from the playoffs and how well he played. Just there's some pieces there in Brooklyn that I think the Brooklyn Nets could be that team that makes that next step going into next season on the Eastern Conference. In the West is a lot more talented. These teams are already good. Oklahoma City got defeated. They've already got Russell Westbrook and Paul George. I don't see them making a huge leap, though. If they came out and made the Western Conference Finals next season, I wouldn't be surprised just because of that star power. It's the Utah Jazz that I think get a little disrespected as far as how good they are. They're getting better, though. Donovan Mitchell, he's a bona fide superstar that's going to get better year in and year out. Rudy Gobert, great defensive guy, perfect big man for that team. To me, the Jazz are the team that have a higher potential and could get better as the years go on. And you could see the Jazz sliding in like a Denver Nuggets did this season, slide into a 2 or 3 seed in the West next season and really be that team that can make some noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. And now I'm going to go to the flip side, and that's which team probably won't make that transition. They'll either miss the playoffs or they'll come back again and basically they won't do as well. And sadly to say, Loudbeard, I think it's our Orlando Magic. I think our Orlando Magic have become the Miami Heat, to where they have some good pieces and they have to pay those good pieces. Like the Heat paid Hassan Whiteside that 4-year, $98 million contract, and he just hasn't been that piece that they thought he was going to be. And I think that's what's going to happen to us with Vooch and Aaron Gordon. And now we got to make decisions on Vooch and Terrence Ross. And I just think we're just going to kind of, we're in that abyss that I keep talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough place to be. You need a superstar. Now, when you get into the playoffs like that, you squeak in. You're not going to get that superstar with that 15th, 16th pick unless you get absolutely lucky and get a guy like Kawhi, who was the 15th pick overall. That doesn't happen every day, though. Typically, no. Unless you're in that top 5, top 7 of the draft, the talent then all of a sudden just drops off. And again, you just have to get lucky and maybe find a guy, but that's not the way to do it. And
or
then if you go free agency, yeah.
We do have a one lucky shot. And that one lucky shot is we do have the number one overall pick from one draft ago on the roster. And if he comes back healthy and he lives up to that number one overall grade, then the Magic have hope. But that's a big if.
Yeah, and you're talking about Markelle Fultz, to all those listeners out there
yes.
that are thinking, what
to
are
all those casual
Magic
fans.
The Orlando Magic insiders are speaking in tongue. They got secret codes. Well, mm-hmm. The answer is Markelle Fultz. Number one overall pick, traded to the Magic. He's trying to recover from whatever ailment that he has and whatever, you know, struggles he's been going through. And we're hoping that he bounces back next season. So that could be something good for the Magic. But there's a ton of question marks around that. There's a big what if surrounding that. So, Chris America, I got to ask you, as we're talking some NBA here, we've got two games on tonight. Jazz Clippers, they're both down 3-1. Or Jazz are playing, and then the Clippers are playing. So Jazz got the Rockets, Clippers got the Golden State Warriors. Are we seeing two more gentlemen sweeps tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the round of gentlemen sweeps. We had one sweep. We'll get one sweep, one 7-game series, and then a bunch of gentlemen sweeps. I think it'll be sandwiched just like that.
Yeah, it's sad, man, that it's come to that. Now, the Clippers playing the Golden State Warriors. I don't think you and I at any point said, oh, the Clippers are going to win this series. So you might as well get it over with. Hey, the Clippers had that one amazing 31-point comeback in the fourth quarter. Good for you. You get something to hang your hat on. But let's finish this series up. There's no need to continue on with this series. We know that Golden State's going to win it. Now, the Rockets and the Jazz, I feel like the Jazz have a little bit more firepower and could put up a little bit more fight, but let's get this series over with, too. It's time for the Rockets to just handle their business, and let's move on to that next round.
So, Loudbeard, did you know that you can hit us up on Twitter at Scout Team Radio. One word, at Scout Team Radio. You can do that and become a Twitter co-host of the show. Our favorite Twitter co-host of the show, or one of our favorite. I don't want to say our favorite. All of them are our children. We love them all equally. He says, you've got to be the most casual fan to not know who Lillard is. I mean, maybe not a household name, but he's been around long enough and is star enough that unless you watch like one game a season, you know who he is. Now, let me clarify on this what I think we mean, Loudbeard. And I can speak for you that if you and I went on the streets, whether it's in Cincinnati, Orlando, or New York, and we said, start naming off as many NBA players as you can, I think some people might name Damian Lillard, but I think the majority of them would leave them off their list. They would get through the names that I mentioned. Maybe they'd mention some guys on whatever team that they like, and that would be it. Now, if you said, do you know who Damian Lillard is? Then I think that they would say, yeah, I've heard the name, or I know the name, and I know he's in the NBA. I know he's a good basketball player. And then if you asked, what team does he play for? Then I think you're going to have a hard time finding people who could say, yeah, Damian Lillard, he plays for the Portland Trailblazers. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that he hasn't had a deep playoff run like we talked about. The fact that he plays for a small market like Portland, Oregon. Like, how many times a day do you think about the state of Oregon, Loudbeard?
Not very much. Usually it's more me thinking about the game Oregon's trail.
Now, this could be different on the West Coast. We're East Coast guys. We have East Coast bias. Maybe if we went to Los Angeles, California, they would know who Damian Lillard is because Damian Lillard goes in and out of, you know, the Staples Center four times a year, and they've seen him play. They get to actually watch his games, where us on the West Coast, he's coming on at 10:30 at night, and we're going to bed. Sorry, we're too old for these West Coast conference games. And so maybe that hurts him as well. And we're not saying he's not big enough, and we're not saying he's good enough, but I think this playoff run will make him, like you said, Scott Kizer, a household name.
Yeah, and I kind of always, when I say the casual fan, I think of my wife. I think if I were to ask her who Damian Lillard is, would she know? And the answer is no, she would not.
Yeah.
Now, she may only be able to know five or six NBA superstars. She knows who LeBron James is. She knows who Steph Curry is. And so when I say the casual fan, maybe I mean more of the everyday person that isn't a basketball fan. And how do you get your name out there to be that person? How do you become the Kevin Durant, the Steph Curry, the LeBron James, the top five people name? And Lillard is definitely not into that stratosphere yet. And that's what we're getting at, is he can get to that point if he makes a magical run this offseason or this postseason.
And Scott Kizer responds, those aren't fans, those are clowns then. Yes, they are clowns, or maybe they are clowns, but they're the clowns that drive the ratings through the roof. They're the clowns that make the NBA what it is. The clowns are the ones that make the sports the sport. Like, obviously the NFL has the largest big fan base, but it's still the casual fan that takes your average playoff game from, you know, 20 to 30 million viewers to 118 for the Super Bowl.
It's a very good point, Chris America. I love clowns. They don't scare
They're
me
funny.
One bit.
No. And then the clown cars is hilarious.
Ronald McDonald, he's one of my favorite clowns of all time. Bozo, the clown.
Bozo, oh man, I always wanted to play that bucket game. That was basically preparing kids. Yeah, basically preparing kids for beer pong.
I mean, seriously.
It's probably why our generation loves beer pong so much, is because we watched that bucket game on Bozo the Clown.
I've never thought about that. That's a thought-provoking statement that you just made, Chris America. I'm
going to
sit here and ponder this for just a few moments.
Bozo the Clown is the reason why beer pong took off from the late 90s to today, basically. I mean, I was a kid, so I don't know if they played beer pong in 1990, but I don't think they did.
Yeah, when was beer pong invented? I feel like we need to get to the bottom of this. This is the Scout Team Bureau of Investigation stuff we need to be getting onto. We don't, you know what? I thought about it. We don't need to be investigating this Luke Walton sexual assault thing. That's too serious, right? Like, we're not that kind of investigators. We need to investigate, when was the game beer pong invented?
Or when did it take off?
And why are they not on the Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmores?
There should be a Mount Rushmore on top of Mount Rushmore with the inventor of beer pong as a part of it.
Yeah, I think that's a given. I mean, come on, Chris America. You should know this already.
We should.
All right, well, Chris America, we just got up against the break here. We had a fantastic first half of the show, but you know what happens? We often have an even better second half of the show. So when we return, our favorite daily segment may rear its ugly head once again, and you're going to have to just stay tuned to find out exactly what that is. Hey, Kawhi, what are you laughing at, man? This isn't funny. Fantasy sports reimagined. FanDuel, that's what I'm talking about. It is more than just fantasy sports. It's the best way to watch the games, win real cash, and bring the action right to your living room. Just choose a contest, make your picks, watch, and win. And if you go to FanDuel.com/STR today, you can get a $5 deposit bonus. Once again, that's FanDuel.com/STR. Come on, man. This is not a laughing matter.
When I'm working hard, I build up a thirst for sports. That's when I grab a cold 12-ounce sports radio. Quench your sports thirst.
If you've been listening to Scout Team Radio for a long time, you know that myself, Loudbeard, has placed a bet or two in his day. That's right, I've lost the beard bet, I lost the romper bet, but one place I don't like losing is when I bet money, and I can easily do that at MyBookie. That's right, you can go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 12OZSports, and get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Hey, guess what? That is a lot of money. Do it.
Hey everybody, it's your favorite patriot, Chris America, and I want you to listen every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and on replays from 11 a.m. to noon of Scout Team Sports. Listen, George Washington did not cross over the ocean blue in 1492 to defeat the Nazis, so you can listen to the same tired national clickbait sports stories. So once again, tune in to us every single morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and then we replay from 11 to noon. I will see you there, and God bless America.
Welcome back. Thank you all for listening in. Once again, we are Scout Team Radio, bringing it to you hot and live at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday here on 12-Ounce Sports Radio. Replay comes on at 11 a.m. on the radio station. Make sure you check all of that out. We also drop it as a podcast. We record each and every morning episode. Drop it as a podcast. You can search Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, anywhere you find a podcast, including our website, scoutteamradio.com, to find all of the old episodes, including today's, which will drop right after our show, probably about 7:15-ish. Why not? We're doing it. We're also partnered with the Barn Burner Podcast Network. Make sure you check them out. They're available at barnburner.ca. That's right, CA. That stands for Canada. We have good friends up in the north. Barn Burner, great podcast network. Make sure you check them out. Also, get social with us at Scout Team Radio. We've got a lot of hot tweets coming in. I do got to mention Memphis Spence tweeting in at us. Memphis Spence is saying, nothing like Bozo the Clown coming up on a sports show at Scout Team Radio. That's right, Bozo the Clown, it is always topical. We can talk about Bozo 24/7. It doesn't matter. It is always an important topic to bring up. Memphis Spence has a show that comes on every day at noon, College Credit Hour. You can check it out on 12-Ounce Sports. I also wanted to mention, at the very onset of our show, good friend of the show, Scott Kaiser, he tweeted at us, that awkward moment when you turn on 12-Ounce Sports to get ready to listen to Scout Team Radio and you unexpectedly hear your own show, Craft Brewed Sports. That's right. We had given Craft Brewed Sports the hot time slot of 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. this morning, and Scott Kaiser got surprised by the ending of his own show. Make sure you check out all of the 12-Ounce Sports Radio shows. We've got a ton of great talent out there, Craft Brewed Sports comes on every Thursday night. Check them out. I believe they have a 3-year anniversary show coming up. So we've got College Credit Hour on at noon every day with Memphis Spence. We've got Tonight We Talk Sports Good coming on. So a lot of great shows out there. Primetime Angles comes on each and every weekday minus Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so probably a bad day to talk about it since it's Wednesday. But with all that being said, Chris America, I'm just rambling on, and we probably need to get back to some sports, don't we, sir?
Yes, because like Memphis Spence says, nothing like Bozo the Clown coming up on a sports show. That's what you get here at 12 Ounce Sports Radio and with Scout Team Radio. You never know what we're going to talk about, and yeah, we like to keep it that way.
Funny side story on that. Bozo just makes me think of this. Back when I used to do the Loud Beard Sports Show and I would have DD on, my co-host, designated driver,
yep.
She would, when every time I mentioned Lonzo Ball and would talk about him, she thought I was talking about Bozo the Clown.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, and then I showed her a picture of him and she's like, he looks like a clown. So
I do recall that episode.
And Lonzo, I mean, it's sports related. It is. It's sports related.
And I'm really hoping for a new life with Lonzo Ball, that now that he's dropping this big baller brand thing, and I think he's finally coming to his own. He's becoming his own man, and he needs to step away from his dad and let him run his life and let him make the decisions and let him be his own voice.
Yeah, the Lakers are looking to interview Jason Kidd. You think Jason Kidd would be a good coach to help continue to develop Lonzo?
Now, the last time we saw Jason Kidd, was he coaching the Bucks last year?
Yes, he was.
I don't know. It's hard to say, because I did say when Jason Kidd got fired that they fired him like coaching really matters, but I know they've made several player moves and everything, but the Bucks are a lot better of a team now. So, I don't know, man. We talked about that retread thing, didn't we? Where
they just
keep going back to the well.
Yeah, we do. Now, the nice thing about Jason Kidd is he was a point guard in the NBA, and he could develop specifically Lonzo on being a better point guard is kind of what my hopes on that would be, and maybe that's what the Lakers are kind of thinking. I mean, I'm looking at it. They're interviewing Ty Lue, Jason Kidd. I mean, I'm not excited about any of these picks, to be honest with you. There's not like a coaching candidate out there that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm head over heels for. Now, the Suns are looking at Monty Williams. Again, another guy that's been here, there, and everywhere. That's what you get out of NBA coaches. So, I guess out of anybody, Jason Kidd wouldn't be a terrible pick for the Lakers. Not exciting, but it wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to see how him and LeBron get along. You know, two players.
And one, I think they're the same age.
Are they?
I don't know. I'm just making that up. No.
Yeah, two players, great in their own right. Obviously, Jason Kidd's nowhere near on LeBron's overall level, but Jason Kidd was one of the top players in the NBA when he played, and he helped drive the Nets to some really good seasons. So it should be interesting to see how they interact with each other if this happens.
Because LeBron gets along with all of his coaches.
I mean, him and Ty Lue seem to have something working for him.
I guess. Okay, well, Chris America, you know, I think I'm about basketballed out. I feel like I've met my quota.
Your basketball quota, huh?
For discussing basketball in one episode. So I think I'm going to move on to our favorite segment of every day.
Now, the Phoenix Suns, what do you think they're going to draft?
Yep. Say what? I'm just leaving you hanging.
Yeah, I'm moving
on. I can't talk about it anymore. See, like, the words wouldn't even come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Usually I'm not speechless like that. Like, usually I could just say and talk forever. You know that, because, that's what I do on the show.
But
is I just keep
you've
talking.
Exhausted all of your NBA talk. I got you. I was just testing that out.
It just, words, I was sitting here, and just the words couldn't come out. So I guess I could follow that up. Let's see. Suspect arrested.
Where were you going to go?
Let's see. Suspect arrested for bag of puppies discarded at Coachella. No, that's not that funny. Let's talk. Let's go into hockey talk. Hockey talk.
Why does everything seem to happen at Coachella?
I don't know. First, Justin Bieber comes out, and now a bag of puppies. Both are absolutely disgusting things to happen to humanity.
Yes.
And your favorite segment, Chris America, Hockey Talk with
Hockey
Loud
Talk.
Beard.
With Loud Beard.
Hockey Talk.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing it up now instead of like 2 minutes left on the show.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm trying to give it a little bit more love because, you know, the NHL playoffs have been 1,000 times better than the NBA, and then the NBA playoffs. But I love basketball so much, and I'm not a huge
right.
hockey guy. I'm a casual hockey guy. Like I would barely know who the Damian Lillard of hockey is. So I'm
no,
that casual. So yeah, I would. Last night, my Golden Knights. They take the loss in overtime. They had a 3-1 series lead in this one, and the San Jose Sharks, they get an overtime win in game six, and then another overtime game win last night in game seven to knock out the Golden Knights. And the Knights, it felt like they were dominating this series, including a 5-0 win on April 16th. But after that 5-0 win, it has been all Sharks, and they stay poised. And they get this overtime win. So Sharks are moving on. I'm really having trouble figuring out who I need to root for in this playoffs because every team I like gets knocked out. The Capitals are still left, so I still have that for me. But they've got a big Game 7 coming up tonight against the Canes. I wish them the best, but I almost don't want to root for them because every team I root for gets defeated. So I almost want to root for the Canes. That way the Capitals will win. I don't know. I'm right now. My mind is just being effed. The Leafs.
Wow.
The Maple Leafs. They go up against the Boston Bruins in a Game 7, trying to get redemption after the Bruins have beat them in Game 7s many, 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 many times. And the Leafs do exactly what we thought they would. They disappoint again and lose 5-1, and it wasn't even close. As the Boston Bruins move on. And Chris America, that was Hockey Talk brought to you by Loudbeard.
Now I want you to break down. We have game ones starting tomorrow night for the round two. You got Blue Jackets versus Bruins, Stars versus Blues. How do you feel about those, Loudbeard?
Well,
oh, and Avalanche versus Sharks. That's on Friday,
though. Basically, I compare these games to like the teams that these teams beat, like the Dallas Stars, they had a good series. Columbus Blue Jackets, like, should I root for the Blue Jackets because they dominated the Lightning so much, or should I root for them to lose? I don't know. I can't break it down any further than this, Chris America. I haven't even gone that far ahead. The Golden Knights, they just got beat by the Sharks. Should I like the Sharks for beating my Golden Knights, or should I despise the Sharks and hope they go down in the next series? I don't know. I really need to regroup, get my bearings together, and figure out who the heck I want to see win this NHL hockey playoff because I have no idea.
And look at the NHL is doing it right. Like, the Sharks just won last night, and then they're turning around Friday to start round two. So
yeah, quick turnaround. Players are tough, man. They don't need rest. They don't need
right.
these, like, 7 days off in the playoffs like the NBA players do. We do have a tweet coming in, Chris America.
It's coming in hot.
Yeah, it's coming in hot. Mike Berlon, he says, LOL at Loudbeard doing the Berlon jinx math, trying to figure out who to cheer for. Coming from a fellow jinx, I know that game all too well. It's tough, man. It messes with your mind. You're trying to not mess with your team, so then you don't know who to go for because you don't want to give them the kiss of death. I've been known to give teams the kiss of death on many, many, many occasions. And I don't know what to do right now. The Capitals, I'd like to see win it all again because they're the only team left that I really have any care for. But can I really cheer for them? Because then all of a sudden they'll lose. Chris America, I don't know what to do, man. I need some help.
All right, well, let's take your mind off of that because I don't want you stressed out on the show. We're winding down
here. You
want
to go back to the puppies in the dumpster? Is that
no,
what
that'll about? That'll stress me out too. I don't like puppies in dumpsters at Coachella. What about this, Loudbeard? The NCAA changed a rule yesterday. They changed the overtime rule to where if you get to 5 overtimes, you now have to go for just a 2-point conversion, and the team like that's the only thing you get to do. You're not starting on the 25, you're starting on the 3-yard line, and you're going for 2-point conversions, and the teams are just going to go back and forth doing 2-point conversion plays until we have a winner. Do you like that rule or no?
Yeah, I'm good with that rule. Five overtimes, how often does this happen? Do we have the stats
on this? No, it doesn't happen
this?
Often. I mean, we've had a few, probably more than we should have. I mean, we had that LSU-Texas A&M game that just would
that
not
was seven,
end.
Seven, I think.
Yeah, seven or eight. I mean, the game lasted forever. But, yeah, at that point, you might as well just flip a coin, I guess.
Yeah. I would like actually say, let's take our two toughest guys, put them in the middle, and let's arm wrestle for it. Whoever wins the arm wrestling, that's who wins. I mean,
like, I don't know if that helps or hurts, because I'm just sitting here thinking, well, they could just go for two and then miss it a bunch of times, and then we get, like, 12 overtimes because it's just one play for each team. I don't know if it's going to help or hurt or how this is going to affect it. It'll be interesting to see when we see this rule go into effect.
And now, since it's overtime, I mean, do you have to switch sides each time, or can you all do it on the same end zone? Because if you're having to, okay, we missed our two-point conversion, let's walk all the way to 100 yards to the other side. Now it's your turn to do it on your end of the field. Oh, you missed it. Let's walk all the way back over to the other end zone and go back and forth that way. Is that how they're going to do that? Because that sounds kind of ridiculous, too.
Yeah, let's just, that? I think we'll find out which way the wind is blowing, and then both teams.
You fart into it. You fart into the wind. Yes.
You both teams get to be on that, whatever positive side of that is. I think that's how you do it. And just keep it there. But then, like, you're shuffling the defense and the offense in and out. I don't think it's going to be as good as, it's not going to work out as good as they think in their heads. I think it's going to be a cluster F.
Yeah, but it's going to happen so rarely anyway that you get to
five
overtimes.
No, it is, but
when it does happen, it's going to be an absolute disaster.
But we won't have games like 77 to 70, 73 or something like that. I don't know, 77 to 75. We're not going to have a game like that. We're going to have like 15 overtimes, but the score is going to be 54 to 52.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. Chris America, I'm sorry to move on from your NCAA football rule, but I wrote down some notes on my paper, and I just looked down at one of my notes, and I just have to bring this up. I was going to just mention that it looks like Aaron Judge is going to be out for a long time, and it's, you know, that could hurt the Yankees, but my handwriting's really awful, and it's like chicken scratch, and I just looked down, and it looks like I wrote Aaron Fudge on the paper.
Yes.
So Aaron Fudge is going to be out for a long time. That's officially the best baseball name I've ever heard.
Aaron Fudge, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He plays for a minor league team called the
it's out of Green Bay. It's called the Fudge.
The Green Bay Fankies.
Okay.
Well, they're still 2.5 games back from the Rays, so that's held chalk the last 2 days. The Rays have won. I think the Yankees have won. They finally have a winning record. There's finally two teams now in the AL East with winning records. Red Sox still struggling, 4-6 in their last 10, 9-15. Loudbeard, is this a hangover from the World Series? This is surprising to me.
It's got to be a little bit of a hangover. They've got some great talent on that team. The problem is if they continue moving in this direction, they're gonna have to start trading away some of their bigger names and getting something in return for them, because they're going to give up on this season. So guys like Mookie Betts or JD Martinez might be on the trade block, and I don't know. I'm just, the whole thing's surprising. Chris Sale can't get his crap together. I don't know, man. Hangover it is. World Series hangover. I guess that's what we're going to call it.
Yeah, some other surprise teams. The New York Mets still holding on, just like the Rays. I don't think anybody expected the Rays coming into the end of April to have the lead of the NL East. I think that'll change. I think eventually the Phillies will get it figured out. Braves sitting at 500, surprisingly. Everybody thought this was going to be a year. They finally figured it out. They built their team through the draft, through their farm system, and it's ready to go, and they're sitting at second to last place in that division.
Yeah, it's a long season. Hold on to your pants. A lot's going to change.
Yeah, there's going to be some runs from some of these teams where you're going to see maybe Boston goes on a 10 to 12 game run. Maybe the Braves will do the same. Cubbies, they're sitting at 11 and 10. They're third in their division. They need to start making some work. The Brewers, who started off hot, have fallen apart. They're 3-7 their last 10 games. They're second to last in their division. Cardinals running that thing right now. They're doing well.
Yeah, baseball. I hear you.
Baseball Talk, brought to you by Circuit City.
No. We had a new sponsor on that segment. It's Blockbuster.
Oh, Blockbuster took over?
Yep. Okay. So draft, I'm going to move on, pivoting for you, Chris America. NFL draft, I love you. I know you love these non-sporting events, sporting events. It is coming up. It is tomorrow, and you have got to get ready, and it's time. The Cardinals are on the clock, but reports are coming out that they have not quite yet decided who they're going to select for their number one pick. Is this a smokescreen just to see if any team is willing to trade a bunch of picks for a guy like Kyler Murray being able to pick him at number one or a guy like Josh Rosen? Do you think this is just this whole GM BS that we're hearing with the Cardinals not really sure if they're gonna who they're going to pick with the number one pick?
I think so, because if you don't know what you're going to do the day before or 2 days before, then what are you doing? You've had so much time. When you have the number one pick, you have the luxury of deciding however you want to go. You made your coaching hire a long time ago. You have your GM. You've done your scouting reports. You've done the combine. You've gone to the pro days. Now you need to make a decision of what you want to do. Now, if you're saying, we really like Kyler Murray, or we really like this person at this pick, if it's not Kyler Murray, but we're open to trade talks, then I get that. Maybe that's what they're trying to do, is send out that smokescreen to let teams know, hey, we're open to trade talks, just so they don't, you know, tick off whoever it is that they do end up drafting if they don't get what they want for the trade. Because you don't want to draft Kyler Murray and then Kyler Murray knows that you are willing to trade that pick for something else if that comes up. But I don't know, man. I think it's a smokescreen, yeah. I think you have to have your decision by now.
Yeah, you definitely do.
That's why I wish that they wouldn't even do a clock for the first team. I think they should just, we're opening up the draft. Thank you for coming. And here is the number one overall pick. No clock for the number one overall pick. Sorry.
Yeah, you've had the longest clock
there
is. You've
had the longest clock there is.
Like, yeah. I don't know. That's a good point. I mean, when they put that clock up, you're like, well, I think they've already had time to decide on this one. Let's go ahead and put five extra minutes up or 10
If they need five extra minutes or 10 minutes to decide what they want to do, like, no, then you don't deserve to be a GM if you don't know 10 minutes going into the draft what you're going to do.
It's crazy because they're sitting there like, well, what if we get a last-second trade call? Let's wait till the last very second to see if we can field any more trades. Like, can you really, in a minute and a half, be like, okay, yeah, I like that trade. Let's write it down. Let's sign a contract here. Okay, trade's done. Like, No.
Even then, you have all this time to trade that pick.
Yeah,
you don't need 10 extra minutes. If you want to start the draft at 7 and you want to give that 10 extra minutes, then start the draft at 7:10. Otherwise, pick is going in at 7 o'clock at night, fellas. As soon as Roger Goodell has that card at 7 o'clock, at 6:59, it's it. That's done. It's over. You had your chances to make the deals. You don't need 10 extra minutes.
This is so true. I do have bad news for Cowboys fans. I just wanted to let you know this.
That they're Cowboys fans?
That and... there was a research done by, I believe it was CNN, that the most commonly used internet or passwords used on your computer that get hacked the easiest, because they are the most common, one of the ones that made the top 10 was Cowboys1. Apparently one of the most common passwords in the entire world is Cowboys1. It was up there with Superman and Blink-182 as being the most commonly used
passwords. Blink-182 off the top ropes out of nowhere.
Well, I think it's the old, you have to use letters and numbers. And
yeah,
they're like,
maybe.
What is it that I can remember that's got numbers and letters in it? Blink-182, that'll do it.
There
but
we
yeah,
go.
Blink-182, some 41 Cowboys
is,
1.
Some 41 is not enough characters, so you have to go with Blink-182.
Yes, this is true. That's so... Cowboys fans, I'm sorry, but if you make your password on your computer Cowboys1, you deserve to be hacked.
Yeah. How many people out there right now are listening going, damn, that's my password?
Oh, my God. I remember.
How did they
know? You ever see that movie from, like, I think it was the 90s. It was called Hackers?
No.
No? Oh. Anyway, it was
Is
a good
like
movie.
Is it like Swim Fan?
It's just like Swim Fan. But in that movie, I remember them saying, the number one commonly used password is God. And these, like, street level hackers hacked like one of the best hackers in the world, and his password was God. So this made me think of that. Superman, Cowboys
Sounds
1,
like
Blink
a stupid
182,
movie.
And God. In the 90s, when computers were like AOL dial-up, it was pretty cutting edge. If you watched it now, it would probably be the dumbest movie you have ever seen.
It probably doesn't hold up to time, and that's something we don't have any left. We're all out of time, Lodbeard. It's sad.
I have forever, Chris America. Forever.
Ever.
I dedicate this episode to Aaron Fudge.
Yes, Scott Kaiser, in terms of music, Sum 41 is superior in every way to Blink 182. We won't at you.
That was
Make
the
sure
dumbest
you,
thing
once
I've ever
again,
heard Scott Kaiser say, I'll be honest. Blink 182 is 10 times
but
better
the smartest
than Sum
thing
41.
He could ever say is subscribe to our iTunes, our Spotify, our Stitcher, and our Podbean. Peace.